We begin today in history with January 25th, which is remembered as Military Academy Cadets Day. This day is observed to honor the struggle of Indonesian soldiers during the Lengkong Battle on January 25, 1946. According to kemhan.go.id, dozens of cadets from the Tangerang Military Academy, Indonesia's first military academy, went to the Japanese army base in Lengkong Village. Led by Major Daan Mogot, they tried to disarm the Japanese soldiers to take their weapons. The negotiations with the Japanese army led by Captain Abe were done by Major Daan Mogot, Major Wibowo, and a cadet from the Tangerang Military Academy. The talk started smoothly, but suddenly gunshots and machine gun fire broke out, leading to an uneven battle. This resulted in the deaths of 34 cadets and 3 Indonesian National Army officers, including Major Daan Mogot, Lieutenant Subianto, and Lieutenant Sutopo. To remember this event, January 25th is celebrated as Military Academy Cadets Day. Let's move on to January 25th about National Nutrition Day. January 25th is observed in Indonesia as National Nutrition Day. This day is meant to raise awareness about the importance of nutrition in food. National Nutrition Day began to mark the founding of the Indonesian Food Educator School on January 25, 1951. Since then, nutrition education has grown rapidly in many universities across Indonesia. The first National Nutrition Day was organized by the People's Food Institute in the 1960s. Since then, it has been celebrated every January 25th. We end the program with 1971 about Idi Amin becoming the president of Uganda. General Idi Amin Dada Ome was the military leader of Uganda, ruling from January 25, 1971 to April 13, 1979. When Amin took power, Uganda became famous around the world. In August 1972, all British citizens of Asian descent were given 90 days to leave Uganda. This action was not about racism, but Amin's ways of giving true independence to the people of Uganda. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.